Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard now Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screening the calls. Longoria, the not so stoic dude on the other side of the takeout window. Buford, part of our live studio audience. I just thought of this morning, Buford. Well, it was my morning. It was actually 2 hours ago.
Yeah.
Do you? I know we're calling you Buford. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
But do you ever want me to refer to you as Clint Reed, your real name?
Nah, Buford's fine.
Are you sure? Like, where'd you go to high school?
South Gwinnett.
So don't you want, like, the South Gwinnetians to be like, oh, my God, that's Clint Reed from Shop Class?
No.
You don't want...
Most of the people that I know outside of work know my on-air persona, so...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Because I thought about
that today. It's a terrible name. It is a terrible
really?
Name.
Really? You want to talk about terrible names?
conversation? No, but seriously, I thought about today. I'm like, if I was doing a radio show in my hometown and the host was calling me Chuckles McGillicuddy or whatever, and I, you know, but and I knew my high school student, you know, my high school friends were listening and no idea who Chuckles McGillicuddy was. I'd be like, wow, you know, so I thought about it. I really felt bad this morning. I'm like, do you want us to call you Clint Reed at
some
point? No,
it's fine. A lot of people, like I said, they know Buford is.
All right.
In fact, one of my high school friends, Alicia, listens every night. So what up, Alicia? I know you're listening.
Do you know how many of my friends are so confused because you constantly refer to Whitefish, Montana, which is on the other side of the state? I've never been anywhere near it.
That's fine. That's
and
all right.
They always want to know why you bring that up.
So how about this? Once a week, let's refer to him as Clint Reed.
Okay, I'll try.
That just, it doesn't sound right.
That's a great name. Are you kidding me? That's like a CEO of a company name, yeah. Clint Reed. As far as names go, that you have the best name of the three of us.
Thank you.
Charlie Thomas is up there. Andrew Longoria, I don't know how it plays south of the border. Mark Arum is kind of blasé. Another great name, his fine American name, is Justin Farmer, who joins us live, fresh off the Channel 2 Action News at 6.
Justin Farmer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I'll go blam.
Complete with his own intro music. How you doing, Justin?
How you been?
Excellent, excellent.
Good.
Thanks for coming down.
Absolutely.
We were just discussing, so Clint Reed, a.k.a. Buford, South Gwinnett High guy.
Yeah.
But we call him Buford on the show. So I realized this morning, I'm like, people he went to high school with doesn't even know that he's on the radio. So I felt bad that maybe we should call him Clint Reed now. And he said, no, just stick with
yeah,
Buford.
Yeah, Buford's fine.
I like it.
Justin Farmer's your real name, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
It is. I mean, Burst is giving the whole nine. Yeah.
All right, well, listen, thanks for coming down here. This is not what we're going to talk about tonight. We're going to talk about the water wars, more firefighters getting their stuff broken into. But I went to the Varsity to pick up these bananas food tonight, and me. And there was a guy in line at the Varsity wearing a gray suit and, like, tan shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I always was raised, and again, this is why I'm asking you, a guy that's on TV, that's handsome, that's well-dressed, that has a clothing budget allotted to him. I was always taught never to wear brown shoes with a suit. It was always black shoes, black belt with any kind of suit. And now I see brown shoes all the time with suits. Is that acceptable now? I guess it is because everyone's doing it.
It is. Yeah. So I'm totally know where you're coming from. I used to sell back in the day.
Yeah.
If you remember on Peachtree, where Roswell used to hit Piedmont, actually. Mm-hmm. I used to sell suits. This was like 1989, Mark,
okay.
at what was it called? Kuppenheimer Clothiers. Remember?
Okay.
Do you remember Kuppenheimer? Anyway, back in the day, yes, it was, if you had gray, it was black belt, black shoes.
Sure.
But I would say, from my observation, somewhere in the range of maybe six-ish years ago, it started being cool, especially that British tan, which is not a dark brown, right?
That's what this guy had. Yeah. Absolutely.
That is hip, man. I mean, for the cool kids, it's pretty slick.
Obviously it is, because I see people wearing them all the time, but it hurts my eyes.
Does it?
Just because I'm old school.
How about this? I'm still not there yet, but if you look like in the fancy fashion people, now they'll wear blue and black together, like dark blue and black together.
Which was always a faux pas.
Right. Yeah. I don't get that. People old like you and me, we don't get that.
No.
But these young kids with the big, thick beards who drink beers we've never heard of.
It's socially acceptable now for those.
We're so old and lame to them. You realize that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, just want to make sure.
I know. That's why I keep Buford. He keeps me young. So have you? Do you wear the tan shoes at the time?
I do, actually. Okay. I think it's cool. I actually like that color more than dark brown.
Yeah.
So I did grab a couple pair of those, and with the British tan belt, and I'm kind of digging it.
Well, you have to match the belt and the shoes. You can't wear black shoes and a brown
belt. I think we're still good there.
Yeah.
I don't. They have a complete.
I'm holding on to that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, exactly. Listen, I won't frown or turn my nose up at people wearing the brown shoes. Yeah. Now that I know that you're on board, I'm just not doing it. It would drive me crazy to wear a suit with brown shoes.
I understand. Yeah. Hey, you know who you are.
Yeah.
Know
thyself. What's coming up on the Night Beat at 11? You got any big stuff? I was sitting in traffic going to the varsity today. I missed the 6 p.m.
Lots. The water war thing. I'm glad you guys are talking about that. That's
absolutely.
Such a big deal for us.
It really is.
I mean, it's such a Georgia beats Florida win, which never gets old.
It's been a long time since we've had that.
Never gets old. And rest assured, someone will do something foolish tonight on Valentine's Day. Yeah. Someone's going to get dumped by text and then drive over to her house and do something stupid. So we'll have that.
All right, Buford, stay here. You're not allowed to go out. All right. Well, Justin, thanks for coming down.
All right,
we'll catch you the Night Beat at 11.
Good
man.
You
wearing brown shoes now? What color shoes you got on?
Actually, today, how lame. I went black shoes, black belt.
That's all right.
You know, I'm a conformist. By Friday, tan, head to toe, baby.
Did you wear any red today for Valentine's Day?
You know what? I gave my wife a really nice Valentine's Day present, but then as I got to work and I saw everybody in the building wearing pink or red ties, and I was kind of glad that I didn't.
You didn't do it.
I was kind of glad that, because I'm not that guy. I'm not the guy who wears a Halloween tie on Halloween. You know what I mean, Mark?
Understood. I never wear
because
a Halloween
tie. Because it's too predictable, right?
I wore an orange tie once on Halloween with a blue shirt, and everyone that was watching thought I was a Florida Gators fan, because it was like the Gators color, so I was like, that's not going to happen.
The one time I kind of got in there all the way and did something predictable was I did wear a Falcons tie a week ago Friday.
I remember it. I wanted to borrow it.
Because, you know, come on.
But you didn't.
I still can't talk about the game. I still can't talk about it. Okay.
Never happened.
See you, boys.
All right, Justin Farmer from Channel 2 Action News. Chuck, you were nodding. You wear the those brown shoes with the...
No, I was... I'm in the league with you guys. The last suit I bought was a dark blue suit, and the dude kept trying to get me to get those European light brown shoes. And it looked good, but I just couldn't do it. I kept looking at myself going, I'm not, give me a black pair, dark brown, I'm good.
I don't own a pair of brown dress shoes. And I see all the sales guys here, they're all into it now.
Yeah,
they're all into the suits with the brown shoes.
Brown goes good with like jeans and stuff.
Yeah,
a nice pair of loafers and jeans. Yeah,
not
with suits.
It hurts my eyes to see that.
I'm with you. That's why I was nodding, because I was thinking that guy. He's like, no, man, you look slick. This is what, and I kept looking at myself like, no, I look ridiculous.
Here's the way I look at fashion, and I do this the same way. And I have no idea why we're talking about this, folks. We'll get to real stuff in a second. The whole skinny tie, thick tie thing.
Yes.
I will never. I take this swear, this solemn vow. Like Sean Hannity, whatever he says, I will never fall victim to the skinny tie, fat tie trend. So you'll see
I don't even own a skinny tie.
For like 2 years, it's like, oh, it's all about the skinny tie. And then 2 years later, it's all about the fat tie. Do you know what ties always work? Normal ties.
That's
normal size ties will never go out of style.
Nope.
I will never chase fashion. That's my promise.
What about bolo ties?
What?
Bolo ties?
What are those?
The strings. Usually like a little agate.
Well, those are like perfect for every occasion.
The cowboys wear.
Yeah.
The Chuck
It'll
Norris
have
tie.
A head of a cow or something.
Yeah, the Chuck
skull.
Norris tie.
Yeah.
Those never go out of style. But I'm not a slave to fashion, because you'll spend all this money on fat ties, and then as soon as you get them, it's like, oh, skinny ties are better. No, regular ties.
Yep.
I'm not wearing brown freaking shoes with a suit.
Do y'all know how to tie a tie?
Yeah, I don't.
I have to look it up on the internet every time.
Yeah, the last time I had to wear one to the company party, it spent like an hour in front of a YouTube video trying it over and over.
But my dad taught me how to do it, and my dad is left-handed. So I tie my tie left-handed now.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's weird, but that's, you know, he taught me when I was, you know, 8 years old, 9 years old, whatever. So I tie a tie left-handed.
That's weird.
So a couple of years ago, Fred Blankenship and I, they had a clothing person come down and take us out shopping, and the chick wanted me to do a double Windsor knot, which I didn't know how to do. And she's like, well, so Fred's trying to teach me how to do the double Windsor knot, and... But I only know how to tie a tie left-handed. And he kept yelling at me. He's like, why are you doing your tie backwards, man? What are you doing? He tried for like 45 minutes to teach me how to do a double.
Couldn't you just face each other? Because then you'd be doing it together. I mean, that's why Phil Mickelson's left-handed. He's golf's left-handed because he just stood
looked
in front
the mirror
of his dad and just mirror-imaged him. And he was swinging left-handed. His dad was swinging right.
I don't know. Maybe we did that. I don't know. I remember his big arms are coming around me.
Coming around
no,
you.
You gotta go like. I just get Leslie to tie mine. She knows how to tie ties.
Yeah, you know how to do it. Mm-mm. I don't know how to do a bow tie.
I don't untie
that.
Them. I leave the ties.
Yeah, I don't either.
The two I own just stay tied.
I slip it just enough to put it over my head, and then that way I have it for later.
And then I have ties that have been tied for 10 years.
Mm-hmm. I do the same thing.
10 years.
It works, man. It works.
Yeah,
it works.
I know it's embarrassing.
Time ago, did you as a kid clip-on ties were the way to go?
Oh yeah, absolutely. 100%.
I would still wear them if they made adult clip-on ties. I don't know if they do.
Sure, they do.
I don't think
like it's so easy. It was like
yeah. And no one can tell.
They've got to have them for adults.
I can't believe how ghetto you are taking the tie off without untying
it. I'm just saying.
Why?
Like,
why
I'm
not?
I'm the only one that does that.
All my ties are like that.
Can I teach you guys to do ties tomorrow? I'll teach you how to tie them left-handed.
I guess.
All right.
It'll be special. Yeah. Left-handed tie, folks.
Well, Willie's left-handed, so.
There you go. The sinister side, the left-handed side. All right. We really do have important stuff to get talking about. The water wars between Georgia and Florida. Big court victory there for the local guys. More firefighters getting their cars broken into. It's absolutely ridiculous. Valentine's Day. And tomorrow, heads up, this won't affect you guys because you sleep till noon. Tomorrow morning's rush hour is going to be wet mess. Awful mess. So make sure you're locked right here. News, weather, and traffic throughout the morning. Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. All hands on deck in the traffic department tomorrow. I'm dreading tomorrow's commute. You should too. Don't leave the house uninformed. Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show. 723, 61 degrees on Peachtree Street. Just heard from Frank on Facebook. He's a custom men's clothier. So an expert in this field, we should say. He wanted to weigh in on the brown shoes and blue, black, and gray suits. That is a fashion no-no, says Frank Johnson. You don't wear shoes lighter than your pants unless you want to look like a duck.
Duck.
That's awesome.
People do it, but it looks awkward.
That's what I thought.
That's what I'm saying.
That guy kept telling me how great I look, and I kept looking at myself going like, no, I look ridiculous.
Yes, thank you.
I'm glad
it hurts my eyes. So that's from Frank, a professional clothier. Dave Cohen, sales guy extraordinaire from WSB Radio, is texting me. He said, well, he wears them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying you look bad, Dave, because you don't. You're a handsome son of a gun. I just can't look at you from the knees down.
Wear a visor below the nose.
Yeah, it's just something that doesn't...
It's not appealing.
Yeah, it's not appealing. He wears these great custom-made suits, and I go down, and he's wearing... Six-year-old kid shoes.
Six-year-old kid.
If you're older than six, you shouldn't be wearing brown shoes with a suit. That's all I'm saying.
What about the tennis shoes with a suit thing?
What's a teddy shoe?
Tennis shoes. Like tennis shoes.
What the hell's a tennis
shoe? Tennis shoes. Like tennis.
Sneakers?
Yeah, yes. Like,
why don't you say sneakers? What do you say? Tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes. Right?
Tennis shoes.
You know what
tennis?
Anyway,
I think Longoria is a Russian spy.
I am.
And they haven't taught him all the, like, the... The inside.
Well, plus,
phrases.
I have a cold.
Tennis shoes.
Here we go.
Tennis shoes.
My grandfather called them tennis shoes.
Back in my day, you get tennis shoes for a nickel.
404-872-0750.
That's my question.
No, you don't wear tennis shoes or sneakers with a suit.
So you don't like that look?
You can wear Timberlands painted black if you're under 5'6".
With a marker.
Yes. That you can do, but tennis shoes, no. Marco's in Lilburn. We need more Lemon Pledge. There you go. What's going on, Marco?
Not much. How you doing?
Oh, man. Are you a brown shoe wearing guy? I think you are.
Yeah, I got brown, and I got light brown, too, for my beige.
For special occasions.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right. What's up, buddy?
Just a call. Figured you were going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. That's tomorrow. Yeah. Today's Valentine's Day.
Valentine's. Okay.
What did you get your hot Asian wife for Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, right now a card, but we're going to Jacksonville to see her sister, so I'm sure we'll have a good dinner.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So you're leaving for Jacksonville when?
Saturday.
Oh, all right. So you're celebrating this weekend. Okay. Yeah. Wait, hold on, Marco. You don't have to hang up, but I'm going to put you. Frank's the guy that just posted on my Facebook page. What up, Frank?
Hey, I also wanted to comment on heavy guys wearing wide pinstripe suits as well.
Fat guy like me should not wear a wide pinstripe suit.
Yeah.
What's the deal? All right, so I'm a pudgy Jewish guy. Do I go all in and get one of those tailored suits that are like snug fitting, or I just keep with the normal look?
Yeah, the normal look. You want to get a little room, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to be uncomfortable.
Like swallowing you up.
Exactly. I don't want. How many suits should an average dude own, Frank?
About good. 8 to 10.
Holy smokes.
I've got one that barely
Frank's
fits.
Trying to sell us.
I have 5, and I think that's too many.
5? I have one.
Yeah, but one. I mean, I have to wear them for events and stuff. If I didn't have to, I'd have 2 suits, a black one for funerals and a blue one for job interviews. That's what I do. Frank, tell the folks where they can get custom clothes from you.
Signature Custom Clothing. I have a Facebook page. You can hit me up, and I come out and measure you, and I send your measurements off to Hong Kong, and they make them and have them back to you in about 3 weeks.
Excellent. Marco, I'm going to buy you a suit for Valentine's Day, buddy.
Okay, please.
All right. Have a safe trip to Jacksonville. News, weather, and traffic next. Then we're talking about the firefighter break-ins in Cobb and Paulding counties next. This is The Mark Arum Show.
This is Lois Griffin, and you are listening to The Mark Arum Show.
It's so good to be born in America, where all men are free. It's so good to be born in America, all the home of the red, the white, and the blue.
Welcome back to the show, 7:37, 23 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call till 9 p.m. every Monday through Friday on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. 8:30 tonight, though, we step away for the Bulldogs as they take on Mississippi State. Pregame at 8:30, the tip-off here at 9 on your home of the Dogs. Reminder, tomorrow morning is going to be wet. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be slow. Triple team traffic reports every 6 minutes with Smiling Mark McKay on Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slate. So make sure you check in. I'm warning you. I've been doing traffic long enough. I've got a bad feeling about tomorrow. It's going to be nasty. Up to an inch of rain falling between, like, 5 and 7 a.m., which won't affect Chuck because he's sleeping.
Which won't affect Longoria because he's sleeping.
Buford will be here.
I'll be awake.
I'll be here pushing.
Really? I'll be at home.
The girls get up
7:30.
You have a wife and a mother-in-law in your house. And you have
my wife's gone by 6 o'clock.
Well, she is the breadwinner. I get that.
Yeah, she's gone. Man, she wakes up at 5:30 in the morning.
We understand each other. Our wives are better than we are.
That's true. That's true.
Yep.
So we're on until 8:30 tonight. So Johnny Kilboss will join us next half hour with a faster review. I wanted to talk about, this is something we talked about a month ago, I guess, Buford.
Yep.
This rash of break-ins at fire departments in Gwinnett and Forsyth counties, where firefighters would go out on calls, and while they left the firehouse, scoundrels would come in and break into their cars and steal their personal belongings. So we started a GoFundMe page. We raised almost $2,500
yep.
for the Gwinnett and Forsyth County firefighters to reimburse them. And I thought, well, all right, you know, we took care of that problem, but it's starting to happen again, this time in Cobb and Paulding counties. Joining us from Paulding County Fire Department, Sergeant Ashley Henson. Sergeant, thanks for coming on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, no problem. And I'm with the Sheriff's Office.
The Sheriff's Office. I'm sorry. Good job, Buford. Sergeant, what has happened in Paulding County in the last couple of days with these break-ins?
Yeah, so over the weekend, we had in our evening hours of Saturday into the early morning hours of Sunday. We had two of our fire stations on the south side of the county that got hit. Basically, what happened was someone broke the windows of the firefighters' personal vehicles and reached in. And by all accounts, from what we've been able to determine, is that they were looking for guns. So we had two stations hit. Each station had two vehicles. So there was a total of four vehicles that had the windows busted out. And we had three guns that were stolen out of the two incidents that we had here in Paulding County.
And this is as the firefighters are out battling blazes or going out on calls and stuff like that.
Well, you know, that's what we don't know. We don't have any surveillance footage to be able to determine the exact time. So the guys could have actually been in the station. So we don't know if they were out on calls or if they were there. The guys didn't really see that it had occurred until after they got off shift. You know, they worked 24 hours. So when they got in their vehicles to go home the next morning, that's when they noticed that the windows were shattered.
So I mentioned earlier this month it happened in Gwinnett and Forsyth counties. Did that set up any red flags to the folks in Paulding County? Like, hey, we need to, you know, monitor our vehicles?
Right. You know, we're always looking for those type of activities. But, you know, it's just one of those things you just never know when it's going to happen. That same night from after talking with our detectives, we realized that this happened in Douglas County, the city of Smyrna, and in Cobb County. So, you know, obviously we don't know whether or not it was the same individuals, but, you know, one would assume that it potentially could be. So we are working closely with the officials in those jurisdictions to be able to see if they've got any video surveillance or anything that might help further our investigation.
Talking to Sergeant Ashley Henson with the Paulding County Sheriff's Office, is there anything you can do with the Sheriff's Department to, you know, increase patrols past the fire departments, anything like that, just to an increased police presence perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. And, that, you know, that's what we're doing. That's one of the things that we're doing. Obviously, we have spoken with fire officials and have encouraged them to not leave anything of importance in their vehicle. You know, that's just something. It's something that's happening in our county as well as many of the metro counties. Entering autos are a major problem for a lot of jurisdictions. And, you know, if I could reach out and get everyone to listen for just 2 minutes, I would tell them, please lock your doors. Please take all your valuables out of your vehicle, guns, cell phones, pocketbooks, tablets, computers, all those high-priced items. Take them out of your cars and secure them inside your residence. And, you know, something else is happening that you guys may not be aware of is, you know, we all program our garage doors into, you know, if you have them in your vehicle and your visor,
yeah,
you program the buttons to work and open your garage. Well, or you have the actual remote in your car. Well, we even had a situation recently where these thieves were so brazen that they actually used that. And so, you know, that's definitely something to think about as well if you park your vehicle out in your driveway.
So people would take the garage door opener and enter the house or enter the garage with the...
Well, you know, and we have seen that, and we've also seen situations where people are leaving their garage doors up, and these folks are entering the garages and taking things out of the garages as well.
Unbelievable. Sergeant Ashley Henson from the Paulding County Sheriff's Office. You know, you mentioned earlier that they were the scoundrels are looking for guns inside of cars. Are the firefighters not allowed to bring their guns into the fire station?
You know, I'm not sure. I don't know if that's a policy that they have. That would be obviously something that the fire department would have to address. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, we just want to encourage everybody to keep their eyes open. If they see anything, see anybody suspicious around fire stations, to obviously let us know. But, you know, the troubling part about this is in our situations, they looked over other high-priced items that might normally have been taken. It appears in our situations they were solely looking for guns.
Wow.
So, you know, what's going on with those guns? Where are they now? And that's the difficult thing. And something else that, you know, I'd like to encourage folks to do is just take a few minutes and write down the serial number, the make, model, and serial number of all your weapons, especially the ones you keep in your vehicle, because those are most likely to get stolen. If you don't have a serial number, the make and the model, we can't put it on the computer and list it on the national registry as being lost. So, you know, if it gets stolen and we don't have those important numbers, then you can just about kiss it goodbye, unfortunately.
Yeah, sad. All right, well, listen, Sergeant, we're going to try to put something together again. I hate that we have to do this every month, but, you know, Paulding County's bravest deserve to have their, you know, we have their back, and the same with the Smyrna firemen and in Cobb County as well. So Buford, get on this. We'll organize another GoFundMe and try to replace these. Those, I mean, guns are expensive though. Jeez Louise, yeah. I wouldn't even.
Oh,
imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and not only that, but it's where are these guns going? Whose hands are these guns in now? You know, you would probably suspect that they're probably in the hands of people that can't legally obtain them. So, you know, that's also something that's pretty troubling.
All right. Well, Sergeant, thanks for coming on. We'll be in touch, and we'll try to get another fundraiser going for your folks out there in Paulding County.
That sounds great. We appreciate it.
All right. Happy Valentine's Day, Sarge.
Yeah, thanks, Steve.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
See you, man. Listen.
It's terrible.
We've got to come up with a solution to this to stop the break-ins. Is there any way we can get retired...
get some security guards out there or something.
Yeah, but no one has the money for that. Can we get retired law enforcement officers that, have free time to just work security at these firehouses or something?
Or make it a detail for regular cops, regular police
officers. Well, I'm sure that's, especially after break-ins, I'm sure the police officers are upping their patrols, but you obviously need someone there all the time. Or you got to come up with electrified fences or something. This can't keep going on.
It's going to cost money to, rectify it like that.
Well, trying to think of a low-cost solution. That's Vinny from TV, by the way. He snuck in here during the how you doing, Skinny Vinny?
He doesn't sneak anywhere.
No, have you seen how skinny this dude is?
Yeah.
How much weight have you lost?
32 pounds.
32 pounds, Chuck.
Shut up, really?
Yeah. Nice. Stand up. Give him a little twirl.
Since January.
Give him a twirl. And it's not just because he's wearing thinning black tonight.
Yeah.
32 pounds.
Nice job, Vinny.
Nice,
right?
Dude.
Thank
what
you. Very
what
much.
Are you
well
doing?
Done.
He's eating well.
I'm eating well. I cut out drinking, and
well, that's just a shame.
And he's not shotgunning grape sodas anymore.
Not shotgunning grape sodas. Yeah, yeah. I cut my soda intake.
So 30 tonight. Pounds in how long? Like it's been a month
since January 8th. About
wow. A month that's and just 6 little... days.
Yeah,
incredible.
So impressive.
You taking the stairs now instead of the elevator coming down here?
No, I took the elevator.
Oh. Yeah,
don't go crazy.
All my walking goes on a treadmill.
Anyone have ideas? Any thoughts on how we can stop this rash of break-ins at the fire departments? I mean, there's got to be... We're smart people. Let's come up with something. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Larry joins us on the program. What's going on, Lair?
Hey, Mark. How you doing? I saw this in the Highlands, North Carolina. They took some police cars that they weren't using and put a mannequin in there dressed as a policeman, and they sit them right on an area where a lot of people speed. And as soon as you saw the car, you slowed down. So if you see a police car with somebody in it, you can't tell it's a mannequin, those people will drive right on by.
I have a feeling, though, that these thieves will, they'll get hip to that, after a while. If they keep casing the joint and they see the same officer in the same position every day at the same time.
Move the car. I mean, you could do a number of different things. And if it doesn't cost anything, if they have extra cars, I mean, it's just a solution that, the Highlands did without writing a lot of tickets. They just slowed down the traffic.
No, and listen, I've fallen for that all the time. I forgot where it was, but
I fall for it every time.
They used to be they'd put cardboard cutouts or wooden cutouts of a police car on the side of the road, on a road, and people would I would always slow
they
down.
Do that a lot in Florida.
Is that where it was? It might have been in Florida. Lee is in Woodstock. Lee, you are on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, why not send out just a note to a few armed citizens that are retired and say, just like we did with the Army recruiting stations for, just after that attack up in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
And say, if you are willing and see if a few citizens that are going, hey, I carry and I wouldn't mind coming by and just hanging out for a few hours and a few times a week. And you may have some retirees that are like, I appreciate what y'all are doing. Why not let me just come by and I'll just be in the parking lot. I don't have to be in your building and just sort of be a watchful eye.
Yeah.
And I think that's an easy way for the community
I like that.
To help out.
Because I know when my dad retired, he was dry. He was going up the wall. He was so bored.
Sure.
So, if there are gun carrying retirees out there, sit in the parking lot, drink your coffee, listen to the Mark Arum Show. You're helping your community. I like that, Lee. You want to organize it?
I'd be happy to, and you can put me down as volunteering And by the way, I don't want to get it so out of hand on carrying a gun. I would, let's put it that way. But even if somebody said, I can do it, but I'm not armed, but I got a cell phone and I can call a cop and I can step out of the car and say, who are you? Why are you here?
I mean, so, if there was just a person, I think just a person in the parking lot could be a deterrent, armed or not. You roll into a parking lot and you see Vinny out there. Well, before he got skinny, but old Vinny, that would deter me. I'd get the hell out of Dodge.
Shotgun and...
I like that idea. All right, let's work on that. More ideas on how we can prevent these firefighter break-ins. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. On Facebook, Mark Arum WSB. And yeah, and I'm an Insta-gangsta. Instagram, Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
I-5 and AM 750, WSB.
First rule of Star of the Show is don't ask for Star of the Show.
Who asked for Star of the
Show? Buford.
I did.
I was like, Buford, go home, because he's got to fill in for Jay tomorrow morning. Yeah. He's like, it's not 8 o'clock yet. I'm like, ah, that's all right. He goes, how am I going to get Star of the Show then?
You just didn't get it right there?
You're not getting it anyway.
Yeah.
So.
The first rule of Star of the Show is don't talk about Star of the Show.
That's right.
At least in your own.
And I like how you let Chuck do the list.
I was the only one around to do it.
Don't worry. Ella does a backup on the internet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So we did. I was about to say, because I'm pretty sure his list just says low T.
We have a cross check. No, he lost last year.
He lost last year.
I'm honest about the list.
Yeah. And Ella's fact checking, so we're good. Scott joins us on the program. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, I want to call and talk about something that's kind of an off topic.
Okay.
Trump is involved in something that's beginning to come out on the web. It's the alt left, if you know what I mean. During his bankruptcy, he failed to reveal that he had trust accounts as assets, and they're getting ready to attack him on this topic. And also, he's, of course, not revealing all of his tax records because he hasn't filed the right forms revealing that he has additional assets, additional income in foreign trusts. And now we have all of these accounts that are beginning to show up in Scotland and other Caribbean situations. And I just wondered, are we all ready for this? They're already gearing up to attack him on taxes. It's like Whitewater all over again for the Clintons.
I said during the campaign that my biggest fear about a Donald Trump presidency was that he would quit 6 months into his presidency. And I hate to be a prophet, but when I see the first, you know, we run that promo, the first 100 days. Do we have that promo?
I don't know what it's
called. I think the guy should say it with like a question mark at the end. The Trump administration, the first 100 days? I don't know. Is he going to make 100 days? I think he's going to throw his hands up and be like, screw it. I'm a multi-billionaire. You guys handle this crap. I'm going down to Mar-a-Lago with Melania. That's my opinion. I don't think he... No way he serves four full years. That's my opinion. We'll come back with more of your calls. We're talking about firefighters, though. Try to help them out. 404-872-0750. This is the Mark Arum Show. Still moving this flavor with the homies Blackstreet and Teddy, the original rough shaker. No, I run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue. Welcome back to the show and a good Tuesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:07, 7 after 8. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. now on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. That being said, we're only on till 8:30 tonight. Bulldogs taking on Mississippi State. Pregame starts at 8:30. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Vinny from TV joins us in our live studio audience. Just a couple of minutes away from Johnny Kilbasa and a fast food review. We're discussing another rash of break-ins at fire departments across Metro Atlanta. A month ago, it was Gwinnett and Forsyth. Now it's Paulding, Cobb, Smyrna. Douglas. Getting out of hand. Douglas County. How can we prevent this from happening? I think that last caller, Chuck, had the best idea, is retired folks just going shifts, two-hour shifts.
Yeah.
Kill 2 hours, sit in the parking lot, and make sure no one steals the the firefighters. These firefighters got to stop leaving their guns in the car, though. I mean,
Phil texted me and said that they've started using undercover officers sitting around the fire stations when they roll out on calls and during the night and stuff. Now more
often.
There you go.
Well, but even though, I mean, this has been in the news.
Yeah, but they're doing it more often because they're becoming more and more.
But we need. I want a 24-hour presence there.
Yeah,
like Longoria gets off at 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. Go straight to the Smyrna Firehouse, Longoria.
Sit for three hours,
then go home.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
You can manage that?
He's got to stop by Crystal first, though.
Yeah, exactly. Connor is in Covington. Connor, you are on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
What's up, man? I just big fan of your show, first of all.
Thank you.
So my idea for protecting these firehouses and keeping their guns safe and, of course, keeping people safe is take a couple of veterans who come over from overseas and no one will hire them, they can't get a job, and just have them sit out there for a while, maybe pay them a little bit. So, you know, boost the economy, help all these veterans, and, you know, keep people safe.
I'm all for that. The only problem is, listen, tax dollars are you know, stretched pretty tight now, and a lot of folks will argue spending it in the wrong places, and I'm not going to argue that either.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know budgetarily if there's going to be money for these cities or these jurisdictions to pay anyone to do it. I think right now it'd have to be on a voluntary basis because the money's not in. A lot of people are saying, well, just buy cameras and all this stuff. Who's going to pay for
that
stuff?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
I mean, I guess we could do the GoFundMe to buy them cameras, but I don't even know how much that would cost. But I love the idea of veterans getting out there I find it hard to think that veterans can't get jobs when they come back from serving.
It's a problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I see all these companies, like Starbucks announced they're going to hire 10,000 veterans to work. Another company said they were going to hire 10,000 veterans to work. Why wouldn't you want a veteran?
Just knowing there's that many veterans out there that have to be hired.
But if all things being equal, if I walk into a job interview and a veteran walks in, hire the veteran. He's a lot better dude than I am.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all things be equal, the tie goes to the veteran, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. Served his country. Yeah, deserves a shot, at least.
Exactly. That's how Chuck got in here.
Yeah.
He lied about being a veteran, but that was what got him in. Randy's at Ackworth. Randy, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure, Randy.
Well, first of all, this is a real sore spot with me because I have relatives that are firefighters. I have a uncle that is a retired firefighter. I have a cousin who's a lieutenant in Fayette County, and my brother works for the City of Fayetteville Fire Department. And I hope the guys that did this are listening, and I just want to let them know that they have a special place in hell for people like that. Is right beside the people that steal wheelchairs from hospitals. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My idea to take care of this is probably almost no cost at all and would be a 24-hour presence there. I think we could go back old school. A long time ago, fire stations used to have dogs there. They had Dalmatians there, and the purpose of that dog was to guard the firehouse. Now, all of these counties have humane societies, and a lot of them have really good dogs there, too. And these dogs could be easily trained and put one of those invisible fences up out there to keep the dogs
from
going to get run out in the road and get ran over. You know,
I like that idea. I like that idea.
It's almost no cost at all. They could get the dog from the humane society, waive the fees because it's the same county.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, I mean... It's a bag of dog food, $15 a week, you know?
If you get the good stuff.
Yeah, if you get the good stuff.
Listen, Randy, I think that's a great idea. Let's train some dogs to patrol the grounds.
Absolutely. Because putting up fences and stuff, that's going to be costly.
But I hate to leave a dog outside in the cold, though. That's the thing. You know, if it's 10 degrees out.
They're dogs.
Thieves don't go out in the cold anyway. But Randy had a good point. I mean, you are robbing from someone that will... Go out and save your life. No questions asked.
And your stuff.
And your stuff.
Yeah. You're
and you're stealing their stuff.
At the cost of his life.
These guys will risk, guys and gals, will risk their lives to save you and your stuff, yet you're stealing their stuff.
Yeah.
Lower than low. 404-872-0750-1800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from parts unknown, height unknown, weight, we do not want to know. Johnny Kielbasa and the ever so popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. Coming to you live from that special place in hell where I'm wrapping bacon here for the take and covered with cheese, and I aim to please, and happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
What up, VD Day for Johnny Kielbasa? What's going on?
Breaking news tonight in the fast food world, Mark Arum.
Wait, can we get the Mark Arum Show breaking news sounder?
Where is Hector?
Go ahead, Johnny.
Sources reporting tonight that Burger King might be in talks with buying the fast food franchise Popeyes, Mark.
What?
Whoa, that's huge.
It's, nothing's been confirmed by either side now, but I'd like to thank Twitter Ryan4982 for springing the news onto me. But there's articles going on right now that Burger King might buy Popeyes. Now, you know, Yum Brands has Taco Bell and Kentucky Fried Chicken, and they mix all that stuff together all the time. But imagine the possibilities if Burger King and Popeyes joined forces.
I love it, and I love it for this reason, and I don't know if this is going to happen or not. We've mentioned this before on the show. If I want to go to Popeyes, the closest one to me is the one on Claremont Road off of 85, which isn't too far, but during rush hour, it's a bear. I can't.
Going there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's no Popeyes close to me. That being said, if we can do a Burger King Popeyes combo, like we've seen that in the past, Johnny, right? With the Pizza Hut KFC or whatever.
KFC and Long John Silver's.
KFC, yeah. If we can do the Burger King Popeyes combo, or at least have Burger King offer some of the Popeyes chicken, that's a game changer for me right there.
Yeah, Mark, this might be something that makes fried chicken accessible to more people than ever before in history.
Wow. We got to hit that breaking news sounder again. That's amazing news, Johnny.
Where is Hector?
Popeyes. So I'm assuming it's Burger King. Burger King is going to swallow up Popeyes, right? Because Burger King's a bigger conglomerate.
But Burger King's going to pull its nice big Cadillac into the driveway of Popeyes, honk the horn. Popeyes is going to get into the back seat, and they're going to go cruising all over town.
Louisiana nice. Fast, right? That's Popeyes.
Yeah.
Yep. I hope they keep the same woman that does the commercials.
Yeah, she's good.
She is good. She's the face and voice of Popeyes.
Mm.
I like her.
Yeah. I know Johnny likes her.
I think she lives in Atlanta, actually.
Does she really?
Let's find her.
Buford, as you're listening on your way home, let's book the Popeyes lady on the Mark Arum Show. Well, that's the best news I've heard all Valentine's Day, Johnny, that Burger King and Popeyes, because there's a lot of Burger Kings. There's one on Peachtree here in Buckhead. There's one on Northside Drive that I could go to. And
there
used
to be three on Howell Mill Road, right?
No. There was a KFC. Let's see, what has gone from the Howell Mill Express? KFC is gone. It's now Dunkin' Donuts. The Long John Silver's is now an Einstein's Bagel. The Huddle House is now a medical building. A lot of transformation on the Howell Mill fast food corridor, my friend.
Oh, I love it when you talk about
that. The Hardee's is now a Willie's.
What's Willie's? Is that Mexican food?
Willie's is the Mexican food. Yeah. You can get extra jalapenos.
Jalapeno.
And ground beef.
Yeah.
You can't get a Chipotle.
Oh, I have a Chipotle, but I don't. I'm not a Chipotle guy. They have no cheese sauce.
Yeah, they don't have ground beef either.
Well, what? I can't go to a Mexican joint that doesn't have queso. Am I pronouncing that right?
I'm not going anywhere
that
doesn't have
technically,
beef.
It's not a Mexican joint.
I know, but I'm sorry. It's Americanized Mexican. I want queso.
That's more chips. Southwestern, right?
Chips and cheese. Yeah.
Yo quiero queso ahora.
All right, Johnny. Well, listen, you had the best move. You're an early running for star of the show with that amazing news, my friend. 104-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Johnny Kielbasa on Twitter, johnnykielbasa.com. That's the first time we've ever had to dump a guest on the Mark Arum Show, a longstanding guest.
That was funny.
Hey, he's overexcited about the move. The Burger King move.
Yeah, well, we're all excited about that. Yeah. All right, one more segment to go. What can we do to help prevent these break-ins at the firehouses? 404-872-0750. On Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, and yes, I am now an Instagrammer, M-A-R-K-A-R-U-M on Instagram. All right, this is the Mark Arum Show. Peace.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Final segment of our short show, Georgia Bulldogs basketball coming up at 8:30. Real quick, how can we help prevent these break-ins at local firehouses? Danny's in Atlanta. Danny, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yes, Mark. You know, I'm thinking we need to get Firehouse up to fund either the dogs that the gentleman talked about, which I never thought of, or some armed drones. But really, I really thought that videotaping would at least help us to figure out who's doing it.
I don't know how effective videotaping is, because we always see them on the news like, all right, we got the security camera footage of these scoundrels. Do they ever catch them with that?
Sometimes.
I like tying in Firehouse Subs, though. Let's get in touch with Firehouse Subs.
It's better than nothing.
How about we do this, you know, you buy a meatball sub at Firehouse, you donate your change to a fund to help
yeah, I like that.
Fund Firehouse security.
Yeah, that sounds
good. I'll get the sales. Dave Cohen, if you're still listening, make a call to Firehouse Subs.
They'd probably love to get involved in something like that.
Shannon's in Canton. Shannon, what's up, buddy?
Hey there. I do unarmed security in Atlanta here. So when it comes to doing anything security-wise, simply having a presence is enough to deter someone.
Yeah, I agree.
If they know that there is somebody there, if you put somebody in an old Crown Vic with a flashing light bar that's amber lights going, that's enough to scare the living crap out of somebody who's, you know, looking to rob a store or rob a firehouse.
Yeah, I think that's because I'm sure a lot of these happen at 3 a.m. or when the firemen and women are out on calls. So all you need is somebody in the parking lot to prevent that. Carol's in Alpharetta. Carol, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Carol.
My idea would be to have the people in the areas that are served by each firehouse to either adopt them.
Oh, like a neighborhood thing.
Yeah, community watch.
Yeah, have a fundraiser or a GoFundMe page and buy some safes.
How about a bake sale?
Anything.
What are you good at baking, Carol? You make good brownies?
Pound cake.
Ooh, are you kidding me?
Pound cake.
That's the key to my heart is buttery pound cake. All right, Carol, I like that idea. Dave's in Kennesaw. Preach, buddy.
Preach, man. I got a solution to the problem. It's already paid for.
Okay.
You approach the police or the fire academies that some of these cadets are applying for these jurisdictions for and ask them to volunteer some of their time and give them some credit to whatever the courses are that they're taking to get in these jurisdictions.
I like it. You could do it with any of those internship programs. Dale, real quick, what's your solution, buddy?
How about a group called Oath Keepers?
Oath Keepers. Tell me about it.
They're a nonpartisan association of current and former serving military police and first responders.
Would they be able to do this on a volunteer basis?
Oh, that's what they do, volunteer.
All right. Oath Keepers, write that down, Buford, on your way home. I've got a 4-pack of tickets, I believe, to give away to Oyster Fest. Let's do the 7th caller to 404-741-0750. 7th caller, 404-741-0750. And now time for start of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I want to give it to Johnny K with the breaking news, but we did have to dump him. Still give it to him?
That actually made it better.
All right, Johnny K, star of the show.
Excellent.
Tammy's in Stone Mountain. Tammy, what's your solution?
Well, I was thinking the same thing that one of the gentlemen were thinking when he called you a little bit earlier about the dogs.
Go to the Humane Society, get some dogs, train them, and just have them wander the grounds. All right with that.
That's a good one.
Now I'm in the mood for pound cake. You want some pound cake, Longoria?
We had some earlier.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sara Lee.
Yeah, Lorenzo brought us
Lorenzo
like really
made
warm,
some homemade
amazing
pound cake.
Oh, so good.
We had to split a slice so you wouldn't have had enough.
I'll split your slice. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. Back on tomorrow, 7 to 9 p.m. Now you can go to sleep, little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.